This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053 if you want to get in on the shout-out Friday. But we're also asking which team will give up their grudge first, the Mavs with Aguirre, the Rangers with Palmeiro, or the Cowboys with Jimmy Johnson. Now, I know at least more recently, this seems like this will bother people probably until the end of time, is that Jerry was defiant about, oh, you know, of course I'm going to have Jimmy in the Ring of Honor and blah, 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 blah. And then when he was asked about it again, what, like a week or two ago, he's like, well, you know, it's complicated. I don't really think about it until 2 weeks before or whatever the case may be, even though we've seen it get announced way before that, time and time and time again. So, which one is it for you? Because these are all dicey situations.
They are. So obviously, I think a lot of the fans, I think everybody would agree, the most egregious one is Jimmy. I mean, these are all, and we're talking about, when we talk about giving up the grudge, we're talking about Rafael Palmeiro is not in the Rangers Hall of Fame. Jimmy Johnson's not in the Ring of Honor. Mark Aguirre still doesn't have his jersey in the Raptors.
All absurd.
They all belong there. I think that the most egregious one is definitely Jimmy. It's also probably the most directly personal one. So I guess I can not excuse it, but I guess I can understand that one more because the decision maker there still has issues there. Whereas Mark Aguirre not being up there when Mark Cuban had nothing to do with the Aguirre era or Aguirre forcing his way out, which, yeah, it was a tense ending to Mark Aguirre's time here. But
But Jason Kidd lied about coming back to the team, and then he...
And that was after the first time he forced his way out of here.
And he bolted. He's forced his way out of here twice, and he's our coach.
Yeah. And so that one...
And I'm glad to have him as the coach.
Palmeiro, I would get Palmeiro if Juan Gonzalez wasn't in there. Like, I would... But, I mean, if you've already honored Juan and moved past that, I don't know why you're not similarly moving past the Rafael Palmeiro situation.
Was that a pun right there?
What pun did I have?
Okay, never mind.
It was not on purpose.
Okay. Is for Palmeiro, I guess new information has been brought to light for me that I don't know if it is fit for air or not.
It's not.
But okay. I used to think that Palmeiro was just because he pointed at everybody in Congress and go, I did not use performance enhancing drugs, period. Mm-hmm. And then people are like, okay, well, the next year you did. But I know he burned some other bridges while he was here. So I feel like Aguirre is the most fixable because the feeling shouldn't be that hurt.
Who's here that was offended by him? Like, who's left in the organization that would have been offended by his exit? Yeah. Did he force his way out? Yes. Was it an ugly divorce at the time? Yes. He's talked in years past that, like, yeah, I'd really like to be up here. I'd really like to be in the rafters. I mean, if it happens, great. I mean, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But, yeah, I'd really like to, like, have my jersey honored here. And I just – it seems like such a petty thing. I mean, unless there was something that deeper there that went on within the organization that we just don't know about, that it was more than just trying to force their way out and trying to break it. But, I mean, you look at, like, Mark Aguirre was – if you've already got Rolando Blackman up there, you've got Brad Davis up there, it's egregious that you wouldn't have Rolando Blackman in there.
Yes.
Rolando Blackman was the star of those teams and was the best player on the original group of Dallas Mavericks team that were good and were contenders and were challenging and took the Lakers to 7 games in the Western Conference Finals. And was a big contributor when he got traded, was a big contributor to those Detroit Piston teams that won.
Mark Aguirre.
Yeah. And so I don't see the justification for holding him out. Eight seasons here, 50% shooter, almost 25 points a game. Just could score at will, essentially. Honestly, before Dirk, and I don't know, like, there are different ways you could say it. I mean, Luka obviously is the most, but like Aguirre, like, was a more dominant pure scorer potentially than Dirk.
Yeah.
I mean, Dirk could have been it, but, and Dirk scored in a variety of different ways and was a really difficult matchup. But in terms of just getting buckets, like being able to just, you know, pour it on, like, Mark Aguirre averaged almost 30 points a game here 1 year.
From the 469, this question is fairly simple for me to answer is, how is Jimmy the most? How long did he coach the Cowboys for? But I think the point is he had one of the most spectacular runs in the history of not the Cowboys, of football, in terms of taking this organization that at the time, unfortunately, it had fallen to nothing. It had fallen to nothing in terms of ability. It had fallen to nothing in terms of visibility. And he built it up and they won two championships. And you can argue all you like, and I'm here for it, that they would have won four consecutive championships had he still been here, and at the very least still won those three of four. That's the main difference, because for as much as Aguirre went on to be successful elsewhere, they didn't win a championship here. Like, as much as Palmeiro has stats that would otherwise, I realize why not, sure, be in the Hall of Fame, they didn't win anything here. I know they got to the playoffs and everything, but they still didn't win here. Like, Jimmy Johnson reach the ultimate here.
Yeah, not just that. All these people that you've put in the Ring of Honor that have ended up in the Hall of Fame, he got them here. He was essentially running player personnel that brought Emmitt Smith here, that brought Troy Aikman here. The amount of talent they had on that 92 team, I'm trying to remember what the number was. It was either guys who had made the Pro Bowl previous to being on the 92 roster, made it in 92, or would make it in the future, whether with Dallas or not. It was something like 23 current, former, or future Pro Bowlers were on that roster. I mean, there were guys on that team that didn't even get a shot to see the field. Jimmy Smith, who went on to be a multi-time Pro Bowler with the Jacksonville Jaguars, couldn't touch the field. You've got Ron Stone, who went on to be a Pro Bowler with the Giants, and I also believe he made it with the 49ers later. They were so deep, and there was so much more than just about coaching them and winning those Super Bowls, which in and of itself was a big deal. He built those teams. He helped shape the entire decade of the 90s in the NFL. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame. So I think it's egregious anytime you can say that guy is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he is not honored by his team.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous to me.
I'm inclined to agree with you there. And then somebody texted in as well, and I feel like I can answer this one fairly simplistically as well. From the 682, I'm not sure why people assume it's Jerry. It's 100% Jerry. Jerry's the person who decides who gets into the Ring of Honor. And Jimmy has said numerous times.
I was going to say, are they saying it's Jimmy?
Yeah. Jimmy said numerous times what an honor it would be to be in the Ring of Honor. Like, he has not been like, well, you know, we got some stuff to work out. He even said when he made it into the Hall of Fame, he's like, now if I can only get into the Ring of Honor. Like, he has said numerous times it would be an honor for him to be in the Ring of Honor.
And I think it was really, really special to him when they honored the Hall of Fame inductees together at halftime of game last year, I think. And it was Jimmy and it was Cliff Harris and I'm forgetting who the third was. But Jerry like gave them all their, like, I don't know, their Hall of Fame rings or something like that. And they had this quick ceremony. They were able to talk. And like, you could tell it meant something to Jimmy to like be up there being honored at halftime in front of Cowboys fans and be able to like talk to them in an official capacity as somebody invited by the organization. I mean, yeah, he went to Miami. Things ended poorly. Even before he went to Miami, he was flirting with Jacksonville. And I know he was one of these, you know, kind of drifters, like Jim Harbaugh got a reputation of being. But this place matters to him. And I think being remembered and honored by this organization really matters to him. I also think that when we talk about Aguirre, do you think that one's just so, do you think there's not more outrage about that one?
Because it's not he's pressing.
Just, well, and he's forgotten.
Yes.
He was an 80, like,
yes.
He last played here in what, 88 or whatever that was?
Yeah.
And so, like, Palmeiro, like, even guy, you know, people in their late 20s, early 30s remember Rafael Palmeiro playing for the Rangers and being a good baseball player.
Yes.
There. And they, you know, they know, obviously, Jimmy Johnson, because that's in everybody's face. You're beaten over the head with Cowboys history. That's why even people who had no idea about the decade of the 70s, they understand what those teams were. Is it just Aguirre you think is easily forgotten?
Because I'm thinking about it right now is, like, if the push was on, who do you think would get the bulk of support? Would it be Mark Aguirre or Jason Terry?
By the city? Like,
yeah.
Terry.
Exactly. Yep. And so I very much believe Brad Davis is there, Rolando Blackman is there. Like, I very much believe, and obviously Derek Harper is as well, that Mark Aguirre belongs in that category. But then that would be a fourth one. And I feel like people are like, well, you know, maybe those teams are kind of well represented already. Whereas there's our team that just won a championship. Clearly it's Dirk. And I get that it was the Dirk show and everything like that. But remember when Jason Kidd left the second time, I'm pretty sure Mark Cuban said he'll never have his jersey retired. Well, I guess what? I bet there's a pretty good chance that he does now. And Jason Terry would be in the mix. Hell, I think there's a decent shot you would get more fans on board with retiring Tyson Chandler's jersey than Mark Aguirre.
And okay, so here's the
not
only,
to say they
no,
should.
Right. Here's the only thing. They obviously won titles. So they won a title, Terry and Chandler says. So here's the one that I think is interesting, because this is one where I would fight hard on this. I think you could get more fans on board with Finley than Aguirre. And those are very similar. Those are 8 years here. Both were ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
And neither won a title here. They were with contending teams, but didn't win a title. And if you're telling me just flat out who was a better basketball player, Aguirre or Finley, it is no question Mark Aguirre.
Yeah.
And so to me, it's just, I think it's easy to forget him, and that's why I guess my frustration is really high with the Mavericks over that one, is because that organization, the people there, they know better. They shouldn't have to be pressured into it. They should just honor the guy.
So your frustration level goes Cowboys, Mavs, then Rangers with Palmeiro?
Probably. Yeah, that's my frustration level.
Okay, because with the Rangers, it works twofold. With the Cowboys, it feels like it's an ego thing. Correct me if you think I'm wrong on any of these things.
No, I think you're right.
Okay. For the Cowboys, it feels like an ego thing. For the Mavericks, it kind of feels like a passage of time sort of with the Mavericks. It feels kind of like a passage of time sort of thing. And then with the Rangers, it could be the bridges he burned while he was here with the team. It could be the finger pointing with Congress. And then you found out, like, well, unfortunately, he was doing those things. Like, I feel like maybe there's more grounded in reality reasons for Palmeiro. Do you think that's fair to say? There's less, like, hubris involved,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah, I think there's more. And also, like, I mean, he clearly left here on not great terms. But again, right. The Rangers, if you want to talk about any organization in this city that has, you know, said, that's water under the bridge, let's honor these guys. Michael Young left here under not great terms. Now, he's obviously a legend, and I don't think that was unfixable. Yeah. But left here under, you know, it was a little tense. And that's a guy who asked for trades back-to-back off seasons.
Yeah.
Josh Hamilton, that ended poorly one time. And then the second time he came back later in his career. The Juan Gonzalez thing, that ended poorly. They've honored guys who things have been a little terse.
Juan Gonzalez literally wants nothing to do with this franchise.
Zero.
He didn't even show up at that. We had Rafael Palmeiro on the show. Mm-hmm. He had kind things to say about the Rangers. But yeah, Juan Gonzalez wants nothing to do with this franchise. But they still put him in.
I wonder, and I don't think they would. You think they would more, like they'd be more willing to honor a guy like Will Clark before Rafael Palmeiro? I bet they would. Because Clark was
probably
just, everybody loved Will Clark.
Because he's the thrill.
He is. Now, this is interesting. Mavs.com, Dwayne Price, 2 years ago, apparently wrote a whole article on Mark Aguirre. During his tenure with the Mavs, Mark Aguirre was a very dominant force. So, I mean, the team website is still writing stuff. They're very aware of him. Again, I think that one just kind of bugs me because the organization knows what he meant to this franchise, and they should correct that without pressure.
Okay, and instead it could end up being, well, we got to get Terry and Finley and Nash, and then we'll get to Aguirre. Whereas the Cowboys are like, yeah, no, I know. We'll see.
Now,
the Rangers are also like, no, yeah, I know. We'll see.
So that's my outrage order is Jimmy, Aguirre, Palmeiro. I also think that's the order that the teams would relent. I bet you the Cowboys relent and put Jimmy in before Aguirre and Palmeiro get honored. And then if you...
I think Palmeiro's the last.
I think Palmeiro's last. I don't know that Mark Aguirre's ever going to get... I would doubt Aguirre or Palmeiro are ever going to get honored. Because eventually too much time is going to pass. And if you want to talk about an oversight, and it's not an oversight, there were 10 things there too. Harvey Martin's another one where it's like, you know, that's somebody who's been overlooked by the Pro Football Hall of Fame, was one of the most dominant players. Like, there are oversights that exist, but like those are obviously the most egregious ones.
Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We promised some more shout outs. Here is one from the 817. Shout out to my wife and I for celebrating 23 years of marriage. I don't understand how she's put up with me all this time, but she is way better than me. Congratulations on y'all's anniversary as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.